effectively suppressed for centuries, a group of Gnostic Gospels were discovered in the Egyptian desert in 1945, now known as the Nag Hammadi Library. This immensely important discovery includes texts that were once thought to have been entirely destroyed during the early Christian struggle to define orthodoxy. Gnosis literally means knowledge, in the context of a spiritual knowledge or divine insight emerging directly from the inside, such as an inner voice, a gut feeling, or conscience, not dependent on any data from one's outside environment. The Knights Templars likely acquired their secrets of Gnosis, or internal alchemy, and the Kabbalah from several different sources during their nearly 200 years in the Middle East. The stated goal of these sacred and guarded practices is nothing less than to literally evolve the person's consciousness and being into a higher state of existence. This would include the attainment of certain mystical abilities, such as clairvoyance, heightened intuition, astral vision, etc. Though the true origin of the Kabbalah is in dispute, in his book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, honorary 33rd degree Freemason Manly P. Hall says that, and I quote, "While the greatest minds of the Jewish and Christian worlds have realized that the Bible is a book of allegories, few seem to have taken the trouble to investigate its symbols and parables. When Moses instituted his mysteries, he is said to have given to a chosen few initiates certain oral teachings which could never be written but were to be preserved from one generation to the next by word-of-mouth transmission. Those instructions were in the form of philosophical keys by means of which the allegories were made to reveal their hidden significance. These mystic keys to their sacred writings were called by the Jews the Kabbalah." The Knights Templars clearly had a very special relationship with Mary Magdalene, and in fact venerated her as one of their patronesses. The Templars practiced sex magic, and the goddess represented this occult method of attaining divine wisdom. Snakes and owls were also venerated symbols, which represented Gnostic wisdom. In Greek mythology, a miniature owl traditionally represents or accompanies Athena, the virgin goddess of wisdom, or Minerva, her incarnation in Roman mythology. Snake goddess figurines, found by the British archaeologist Arthur Evans in 1903, of a woman with an owl perched atop of her head, holding a snake in each hand, have been excavated from Minoan archaeological sites in Crete, dating back from approximately 1600 BC. The Knights Templars also came to venerate the Black Madonna, which to them represented both the attractive power of Venus, as well as the hidden secret wisdom of Sophia. Incidentally, the Greek noun Sophia translates to wisdom. This helps to better understand why the Templars brought back numerous Black Madonnas with them from the Holy Land, building Gothic cathedrals around them in Europe, always dedicated to Mary. If you visit a Gothic cathedral today, there's a good chance you'll see a stained glass window decorated with motifs centered around the goddess symbol of the rose, or an actual Black Madonna relic. The goddess tradition is also known as the teaching of the rose. The rose is a symbol of the goddess, as well as for alchemy and gnosis, which are branches of the ancient goddess spiritual tradition, and the rose was used as a symbol for Mary as well, as it was also used as an ancient symbol of Venus. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an author and anthropologist, and would like to invite you to join me in awakening from a long amnesia.
Species with amnesia, our forgotten history. Gods with amnesia, subterranean worlds of inner earth. The occult secrets of Vril. And 1666, redemption through sin.
I would like to thank my subscribers who share my posts, as I rely on word of mouth, and I appreciate all of the positive feedback, reviews on my books, and I thank you very much for listening.